Hi, I'm Rudy Carney, and this is the very first episode of the Preparing Your Family podcast. I guess technically speaking, it's not really the first episode since I've recorded it, probably a dozen times, and, deleting half the podcast last week and technical difficulties the week before, but hey, it's finally working. So anyhow, I don't know if the name will stick. The Preparing Your Family podcast sounds kind of hokey maybe, but, for now it'll do, and you never know, all these other podcasts have fancy intro music and, maybe voiceovers from cool radio voice guys and whatnot, but this is it. This is what you get for now, so let's go ahead and get started. So before I go too far, I do want to say that the production quality of the podcast will vary a little bit from episode to episode. I think a lot of the times I'm going to be recording this from the car. Today it's late at night, and as you may have seen in the news, Seattle got a ton of snow, and we're snowed in, and we've been in the house for quite a while, the last several days at least, and we're getting kind of anxious to leave. But in any case, it's about midnight, and everybody's in bed, the house is quiet, so it's finally a perfect time for me to record this podcast. So the purpose of this podcast is really to provide me with a soapbox to kind of talk about whatever I feel like talking about that week. That may be a how-to project or something that's just kind of gotten under my skin, or, just answering questions that y'all may have asked. Not sure how long these podcasts will be. Some people go on for an hour, some people go on for 15, 20 minutes. I'll probably kind of play with different durations and see what feels right. And if you guys have any feedback at all on that, please let me know. On that note, if you have any topics or want me to address anything, answer questions, or run through specific scenarios or anything like that, let me know, and I'd be happy to cover them here. Do tell me, though, that you want me to talk about it in a podcast as opposed to the blog, because normally when I get questions via email, I will write about them, but now that I'm doing this whole podcasting thing, then, writing about them is maybe not really the default anymore. So if you'd like me to talk about it on a podcast, let me know. Otherwise, I'll probably still write about it. In any case, today I want to talk about some plans that I have for the blog for 2012, and then touch a little bit on some of the plans that the Carney family has for 2012. First and foremost, I do want to thank you all for participating in the survey I ran about a month ago. I got some fantastic results, and so many of you chose to participate. I'm very truly grateful for that. One thing was very clear, though. Y'all want more how-to content. And one of the things that I've committed to doing this year is to stick to a more frequent posting schedule, and I'm going to provide more frequent how-to content. I'm going to generally break that into two pieces. On Mondays, there will be kind of a smaller, more targeted how-to post about how to do specific things, and on Wednesdays, I'm planning on doing longer, 3-4-part series posts that dig into a topic a little bit deeper. Occasionally on Friday, I may have a how-to post as well, although I'm kind of reserving Friday for whatever I really feel like doing. I'm also going to be doing classes, ebooks like the solar and wind ebooks that I just did, online seminars and webinars, and maybe some conference calls. Some of those things will be free, some of them there will be a nominal fee associated with, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. That being said, the blog itself will always be free. I don't write the blog to make money. I write the blog because I like to do it, and because I feel like I have things to share with people, and I can help people, and I get a tremendous amount of I get a tremendous amount of personal validation out of doing that. So I will continue to provide lots of blog content for free, but maybe some of the more in-depth stuff that's more targeted at specific topics, there may be some nominal charges for. Anyhow, enough about the blog for now. I want to talk a little bit about what the family is going to be doing this year. We're going to be doing a number of different experiments, and most of which I will chronicle on the blog. One of the key areas of focus this year for us is going to be gardening. We've been really working on our gardening systems for the last couple of years, and we've decided this year to focus a lot more on production, quantity. As you can imagine, with a family our size, a small patch doesn't really get us very far. In order to do that, though, we're probably going to cut down a little bit on the number of individual items that we grow, the different types of plants, and focus more on how many. That's a little bit difficult because, well, all these seed catalogs are showing up in the mail, and they're so much fun to look at. And on every page, there's at least two things that I think, oh, that would be cool to grow. So, trying to draw the line between what we do versus what we want to do versus what we realistically can do. So, more on that later. So, aside from focusing on kind of the daily eating vegetables, you know, the things that we eat a lot of, we're also going to try and beef up our berry production. For example, I'm actually going to buy blackberries and you know, grow them here. It seems a little bit strange to be in the Puget Sound area and buying blackberries when they're all over the place, but you know, I want to grow them in a pot, and I think that'll help me keep things a little bit more contained and not end up with a backyard that's a big giant blackberry patch. Other berries like raspberries and strawberries and you know, potentially even some blueberries, definitely going to be beefing up the plant count there. I'm also going to be playing with a couple of different growing methods. As you may know, I worked last year on a self-watering container design using a bunch of 4 gallon square buckets that I had lying around, and came up with a pretty good design, and it was very effective for us. We were able to grow all sorts of stuff from peppers to tomatoes to you know, raspberries to and everything in between in these planters. There were a few issues with them though. They were kind of a pain to water. You know, when you have a back porch that's completely full of these things and each one has their own individual watering spigot, it gets kind of old trying to fill each one of them up. They also, you know, they're just kind of small, and you know, for things that, you know, take for example carrots, right? If you have these small buckets full of carrots, it can go okay, but you know, having a bigger footprint is easier to deal with. It's more fun for the kids. So I'm going to play with some other ideas. I've come across a couple of designs that people are using on, you know, in their own gardens, and I'll probably take some and adapt them. When I do, I'll most certainly write about it. Along with that, I want to make better use of our vertical space, as well as trying to protect some of the daily eaters like our lettuces and radishes and things like that from the plague that are the slugs in the Puget Sound area here. If you've never been plagued by slugs, you have no idea how lucky you are. Slugs have to be one of the worst things in the world as far as a garden is concerned, and makes my kids not want to participate, makes my wife not want to participate, and frankly, I don't really like them either. So, you know, the more I can do to get rid of them, the better. So, I've got some designs in mind, and I'm definitely going to be documenting those and taking pictures and writing it up as I work on them. The next thing that I'm definitely looking to do is tear out some of my raised beds. I know it sounds a little bit like blasphemy, but I'm gonna tear some of these out. They're not really permanent. They're, you know, designed to be movable, so from that angle, it's not too bad. But the space that they're in is a good space, gets some good sun, and I want to put a greenhouse there. So I'm going to be building a new greenhouse, and I'm putting some of the more warmer plants in there, and hoping to get some really good tomato production this year. Last year we got, minimal. Some of the cherry tomatoes and the Stupice tomatoes managed to give us some good fruit, but beyond that we didn't really get much at all. Along with the greenhouse, I've been really fascinated this last year with looking into hydroponics and aquaponics, and I really think I'm going to at least try a small-scale hydroponics, probably not an aquaponics setup, probably just going to stick with hydroponics for now. But again, I've been doing a lot of research. My brother actually built his own, though he's in a completely different climate than we are here, so some of what he did may be applicable and some of it may not. But I'm really looking forward to doing an experiment with hydroponics this year, and hopefully that'll come together. So moving on from the gardening, the next big thing that I want to do this year is ham radio. You've probably seen the review I did of Andrew Bayes' book, The Road Home. Fortunately, Andrew's a pretty talented guy when it comes to this whole ham radio thing, and him and I have had a number of conversations about the problem that we have with communicating 300 some odd miles between here and our bug out location, and there's this whole nasty mountain range in between. So there are some key technologies, or I guess not really technologies, but some key antenna concepts that I can use to bounce a signal just right so that I can communicate in an emergency with between here and the bug out location, our farm as we like to call it. And so I'm going to see if I can't get that working this year as well. I'm going to have to go and get my my license and pick some equipment and stuff like that. A little bit out of my depth there, but Andrew says that he's going to help. So I'm going to take him up on that and figure all this out. And again, I'll probably be documenting this along the way, and you will see everything I do. The other family goal we have is building additional income streams. And this is something that I've been working on for a couple years, and has really become more and more important for me from a priority perspective as the economy continues to certainly not improve. It seems to be more stagnation than anything else, but considering that most of us tend to feel like things are running awfully close to the cliff, I think having some additional income streams is going to be a positive thing for me. I still have a job, which is good. A lot of people don't have a job right now, but I'm looking for some insurance in case something does happen to that job, and maybe some independence as well. Most of my income so far, these additional income streams, is fairly minimal, and it actually is in other non-preparedness topics. From the survey results, I know that income is certainly an area of concern for a lot of you as well. So I think what I'm going to do is, instead of clutter up the main Preparing Your Family blog, I'll probably have a little spin-off blog that talks about the business side of what I'm doing and what I'm doing to build these additional income streams. Probably less of a how-to and informational blog like I'm doing for preparedness, but more of a diary type thing that just kind of tells you what I'm doing and why and how it works and what worked and what didn't work and all sorts of fun stuff. So if you're interested in that type of thing, feel free to subscribe to that. I'll post about it when I get it up and running, but I don't expect to have too much of that content on my main Preparing Your Family blog. In any case, what does this income stream thing mean for you as someone who's listening to me because you like my preparedness work? As I alluded to earlier, it's going to involve some premium content. I'm going to do some in-depth classes, some webinars and things like that, and some of those will I will charge for attendance, and I will be writing more books this year, and putting together some more targeted products that will help people with specific goals. There will probably even be some partnership opportunities with other folks in the preparedness realm, and hopefully that works out well for everybody involved. I do have a couple of cool projects that I'm working on, one of which I've already kind of announced, which is a new alternative energy pack. As you may know, I just recently took my solar power guide off the market because I'm refining both it and my wind power guide, and I'm adding some other cool stuff like wood gas generators and micro hydropower and what was the other? A steam power generation as well. And I'm going to put together a nice comprehensive package and put that on the market. And if that's something you guys are interested in, you'll certainly have an opportunity to pick that up when it's ready. But there are a couple of other things that are in the pipeline, but nothing I'm really ready to talk about quite yet. So for now, we'll kind of just leave it at that. Well, I think I'm about done for tonight. Like I said, it's kind of late, and I'd like to wrap this up. So I want to thank you for listening. If you have any questions or comments, or if you just want to heckle me about my glorious radio voice here, leave me a comment on the blog or send me an email. You can't rate me or comment in iTunes yet because I haven't quite figured out how to put this podcast in there, but I'll get that nailed soon as well. So, in any case, have a great weekend, have a great week, and I will talk to you next week. Take care.